Dreamtopia. The birthday wish. The day before her birthday party, Chelsea was playing catch in the backyard with her friends, best friends, Jace and Zoe. "I can't wait for your party tomorrow, Chelsea," Zoe said. Then she gasped and covered her mouth. "Oops, sorry, Jace, I forgot you can't go." Jace had to visit his cousins in another town when Chelsea's birthday was taking place. "It's okay," Jace said. "What are you going to wish for when you blow out your candles, Chelsea?" Chelsea hadn't given her birthday wish much thought. "You should wish for all the toys in the world," her annoying neighbor Otto said as he tossed their ball to them. "That's silly," Chelsea said. "How would I even play with that many toys?" "If you think birthday wishes are silly, I can always blow out your candles for you," Otto told her. "Then I could wish for all the toys in the world." That night, Chelsea thought about what Otto had said. What if Otto blew out her candles and ruined her birthday wish? She needed her wish ready for cake time tomorrow. Chelsea yawned and closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep. Chelsea dreamed of flying a magical boat to Wispy Forest, where your hair transformed to show you what you were thinking. Chelsea was happy to see Barbie, the forest princess, and Noxley, the hare. "Did you come to Wispy Forest to celebrate your birthday?" asked Barbie. "Actually, I came here because I need help," Chelsea replied. "I don't know what to wish for when I blow out my candles." "We can help you with that," said Noxley. "Do you want to be a royal princess?" Chelsea thought about being a real princess, and magically, her hair began to transform into a crown. But just as quickly, it changed and stood straight upon her head. Beneath a golden ox tree, someone was laughing. It was not a prince. "Nado!" Chelsea cried. Nado had put a friendly, hairy creature called a mopole on her head. Now it was standing up. "Nado, I wish you would just leave me alone," Chelsea explained. Hearing this, Loxley quickly hopped over to Nado's jetpack and push a button that sends him sailing into the sky. "Birthday wish granted," Loxley declared. "Oh no," Chelsea said. "When I said wish, I didn't mean that was my birthday wish." Barry told Chelsea to follow Nado to Rainbow Cove to fix her mistake. "Chelsea," said Barbie, the Rainbow Queen. "Why don't you look so worried on the day before your birthday?" Chelsea told her how Loxley thought she had used her wish to send the Nada Prince away. "Now I wish wish that wish? Harvey repeated. Yeah, I feel bad, said Chelsea. Well, that sounds simple enough, Barbie said after she waved her arms. Suddenly, a magical rainbow sailed around them and the spool seated a Naga prince beside him. Hey, how did I get here? Naga asked in confusion. The junior rainbow princesses giggled and told him that Chelsea had wished for him to go away, but then she wished she never wished that wish. So the Rainbow Queen reversed Chelsea's first wish and granted her a new one. The Green Junior Rainbow Princess said. Chelsea slapped her hand to her forehead. You mean I just used my birthday wish to take back my first wish? She asked. So that's not what you wish for? Barbie asked. I didn't mean for it to be my birthday wish, Chelsea explained. I think I know how to fix it, Barbie announced. What you need is another birthday wish. All of a sudden, a beautiful birthday cake appeared. Before Chelsea could make a wish, the Naga prince stepped up to the cake and took a deep breath. Chelsea gasped, "No, no, no!" she cried, but Naga wasn't listening. Chelsea closed her eyes and shouted, I wish Naga wouldn't pull on my hands. Just then, a rainbow carried the prince high into the clouds. I was just joking, he shouted. Chelsea watched in disbelief as Naga sailed farther from Rainbow Cove. Looks like he's headed for Sweetville, Barbie said. Maybe you can go after him and explain. In Sweetville, Chelsea told Barbie the sugar spoon fairy how she'd accidentally wished for the Naga prince to go away. Twice, she felt bad and was trying to find him. Why don't he come up with me to take this sleepy strawberry bear home? Barbie suggested. We can look for the Naga prince along the way. As they walked, Barbie asked Chelsea what she really wanted for her birthday wish. Chelsea already had great sisters, an adorable puppy, and fabulous best friends, Zoe and Jace. Then Chelsea remembered Jace wasn't to be at her birthday party. What I really want most is to celebrate my birthday with all my friends, she told Barbie. As they reached the strawberry bear's house, Chelsea was surprised to find Naga waiting outside. I'm sorry for teasing you about blowing out your candle, Naga said. I'm sorry too, Chelsea said, for making you go away twice. It's okay, the prince said. Inside the house, Chelsea saw everyone from Sweetville. Surprise! They explained. The marshmallow piles, the chocolate bunnies, the watermelon creature, and the other strawberry bears were all there. Happy birthday, Chelsea, they achieved. We hope you like your surprise party, Barbie said. Want some help blowing out the candle? The Naughty Prince yelped. Chelsea laughed. Sure, make a wish, Barbie said. Chelsea closed her eyes. She knew exactly what she was going to wish for. The next thing Chelsea knew, she was in her bed, back home. Her puppy, Honey, was licking her nose, trying to wake her up. When Chelsea heard her sister's Barbie's voice in the backyard, and that was when it hit her. Today was her birthday. She leaped out of bed and raced downstairs. Chelsea burst through the back door and into the yard. Wow, this looks amazing. Barbie gave her sister a big hug. Happy birthday, Chelsea, she said. Chelsea had fun, and when it came time for her to make her birthday wish, Jace came running into her backyard. I got home early, he said. I couldn't miss my best friend's birthday. Yay! Chelsea cheered. She asked everyone to help her make a birthday wish and blow out her candle, but Chelsea's wish had already come true. All her friends were there to celebrate. The end.